Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. Don't forget to check out our website at www.bostonmobiledance.com. This podcast is sponsored by Boston Mobile Dance Studio, the studio that moves creatively.
This is episode 6.
All right. Right now we are talking to Jason Carberger, the man. Jason and I met, we met in class, Jason. And you've been taking my hip-hop class and also my Party Dance 101 class. And we both have the dance form locking, the love for locking. We both have that in common. So we've been able to connect. That's been pretty cool. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing all right. Good to be here, Carl. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, hey, you know, I really wanted to interview you, and I was really excited about interviewing you because I see you have a passion for being creative, and you have a passion for dance, and you have a passion for locking, like we mentioned. And, yeah, I was just wanted to ask you a few questions, and thought we could talk about the topic of being creative and having creativity in the workplace and why creativity is necessary in the workplace. What do you think about that?
I would love to talk about it. Let's get into it.
Let's do it. All right, so here's my question, Jason. As an individual in the corporate world, what are some situations where you believe that creativity is necessary?
You know, everywhere, right? It's funny. I remember I was talking to a mentor a few years back, and I said something along the lines of, I'm not that creative. I just try to solve problems and write a lot of presentations. And he interrupted and said, well, hang on a second. Every conversation you have with someone, everything you write on paper, it's a story. And you have to decide how to tell that story. And it was a real kind of empowering, validating moment. It's also something I try to kind of encourage everyone I work with to think about how to, whether it's a project you're on, whether it's a presentation you have to give, whether it's just a hard conversation you need to have, what is the other person in the room thinking about, and what are a few different ways to approach it. Then all of a sudden, something that sounded bureaucratic or process-oriented, there's a human touch to it that's important.
Okay.
I guess that's how I'd answer that.
That's a great answer. I love when you said, like, when you mentioned everything is a story. That is awesome. That is so empowering. You know, and also let me even back up a little bit. What do you do? What is your role at your job?
I work in banking. I've been doing this for about 12 years or so. What I've done is typically a mix of project management, some strategy, and some software, or when banking we call CRM, the applications that some of my colleagues use to record notes and find information on their customers. Basically, I work for the front lines, trying to make it easier for them to do their job. I've been in Boston for the last 3 years, in New York City area about 9 years before that.
Nice, awesome. Well, I can attest to that. You play a very important role. Good job.
I try. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, here's my other question. How do you encourage yourself and/or your coworkers to boost creativity on the job?
I try to get out the email as much as I can. Face-to-face conversations are really important, and it's hard, especially, sometimes you go to a different building or a different site, but it's critical to make people feel comfortable so they can be creative. I sometimes, for regular check-in conversations with partners, we'll go for a walk so that we're not sitting in front of a checklist, burning through all the deliverables we've got to get done by the end of the day, but we're actually, we cover that, but we also talk about aspirations, obstacles, and we feel a little bit more free in our surroundings. So I try to do that a lot. Ironically, word is out that I enjoy going to dance class. So there have been a few moments where I'm in a meeting, small, like 5-10 people, or large, 50 people, where I will be called out and encouraged to teach a group a few dance moves. Now, I'm a student, right? Still learning. But it's pretty fun. I think that's part of the relaxation and joy that doing something physical can give in a very hectic tempo, ambitious environment. So those are always fun moments when I'm caught by surprise and somebody says, well, it's Jason, let's do something goofy and dance for a second. I don't expect it coming. It's not daily, but whenever it happens, it's hysterical and fun.
Nice. That rocks. What a fun, that seems like a fun environment. That is awesome. And I love when you said, too, I love when you said, you know, helping people to feel comfortable. And because when you help people to feel comfortable, it helps them to be more relaxed, you know?
Yeah, that's a big deal. If you're afraid of making a mistake, if you're afraid of what people will think of you, then it's really hard to share what's on your mind. And whether that's a project, whether it's a meeting, whether it's a presentation, or whether it's just, you know, speaking your mind. Like a lot of those skills, if you've got enough confidence to get on a dance floor, right? I mean, confidence is confidence. It's important. You learn it. It doesn't always come naturally, but, you realize what's a big deal and what's not a big deal. And dancing in front of a couple of friends at a party or in a dance class is not a big deal, but tons of people are terrified of it. And once you get out there, more often than not, everyone that I know feels a lot better.
Nice. Great answers. Here's another question. Can you tell us about one recent situation where you've used your creativity to overcome obstacles?
Okay. So I guess when I think of creativity, it's not exclusively decisions, activities, things that you can do individually, but it's how you can kind of bring people together and help connect the dots and play a part in outcomes that are positive and helpful for people and causes you care about. So I work a lot with a small nonprofit in Boston, and from time to time, this is a four-person core staff working with 400 or 500 families, and from time to time, new challenges come up for this group because they're only 2 years old. So the group needs to make an annual report. The group needs to review their software application and think about how they can make it better each quarter. And as we have these conversations, you're instinctively, you think, what can I tell this organization based on my experience so they can do things better? But if you take a step back and you think about who do I know in the world who focuses on just this problem, whether it's making an a top piece of software better, whether it's putting together marketing materials like a desktop publisher, thinking about the individuals that you're interacting with and interacting them, that takes some creativity and takes a little bit of compassion and discipline, right? Because you could just say, well, problems come up, I'm going to walk away.
Yeah.
So working with this group in Boston, from time to time, I refer friends and colleagues who can help. And sometimes the advice works out. Sometimes the group solves their problems internally.
Yeah.
But I think thinking outside of the box, pausing to rely on not just your own experience, but people you know, that's a form of creativity. And if it's something you're passionate about, it's usually pretty easy to make that step.
Nice. I love when you said thinking outside the box. And also, I love it, that's helpful for me, because when I think about being creative, sometimes I think, oh, I got to figure this out. I got to figure out a way how to do it. But you also mentioned bringing other people in, And you can use teamwork to help you to get advice from different people, to figure out how to be creative. And you also mentioned connecting the dots. That was pretty cool, because it's easy. When you're in that situation where you could feel stuck, you don't think about, okay, how can I connect the dots? Well, how can I pull someone in to help me connect the dots? And that's the overall goal, just to connect the dots, So I love what you said about that, Jason.
Yeah. A lot of times at work when I, an idea comes up, and if I don't have time or if I don't have resources, I might instinctively think, no. But then you pause for a second, and you think about other people on your team, other people you work closely with, and all of a sudden, like, all that no becomes, yes, we can find a way to make this happen. And that's about being kind of positive and creative. And there are micro behaviors, too. This is all about attitude, right? Mm-hmm. When you're in a dance class, about to march down the dance floor with some stranger you've never met, you're enjoying a Soul Train, you can either sit there like, hey, let's do this, we'll get a kick point and step and smile, or if you're not having a good day, you don't know what to do, you just turn to your buddy and say, hey, what do you want to do? We've got to get through this floor. Right? And it's a small activity, but that kind of instinct and kind of optimism, it's important, and there's opportunities to practice it every day.
Nice. So dance would kind of be like a cross-training to even help you out with everyday life.
You got it.
There's that parallel of dancing down the Soul Train line and working with your partner. I love it. That's cool.
You got it.
That
sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow, sometimes, you know, 50-50.
50-50. But you give it your best shot. I love it.
That's right.
I love it. Well, this is my last question. How does dance and movement help you to develop your creative potential for you personally, Jason?
So, that's a great question. Yeah, I go first to my job in terms of creative potential because that's where, you know, I put a lot of my passion and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I put so much energy and time and thought into my job that by the end of the week, I can be exhausted. Not unhappy, but bent. And I also have to make sure that I have energy for taking care of myself outside of work, for my family. And so, you know, when I hit the end of the week, I really look forward to a dance class on Saturday morning because it's a different task, right? So it's an emotional break. And then physically, for my body, it's a chance to get a good sweat going. You're focusing, but, you know, it's not decisions, budgets, presentations, relationships at work. And then when that's over, you know, you've been cooking on things in the back of your head during that physical time, but you're also recharged and refreshed. You can come home and, you know, be ready to be good with your partner because you feel good about yourself. Be good at work because you feel good about yourself. So for me, it's like a huge recharge. You know, I love my family. I love what I do at work. But sometimes I need to do something that is a break from it all so I can be better at both.
I love it. I can relate to that. I'm like that with my family and kids. And now, even that whole topic of balancing off work and family life, that's a whole other topic, which is so important. So I'm glad you even mentioned that, you know, but I feel like for me, like, even, I'm the one who's teaching the dance class, but when I get the energy from the class and the crowd and the students and people feel refreshed, I love when you use that word, I feel refreshed too, because it's like we're all connecting on some level. Even if we're not even saying words, or we might be saying, hey, or hello, or whatever. We're still connecting. We're still having our communication. So we're all empowered and refreshed, you know. I love that. That is cool, Jason.
I hear that. I think, like, your last class group would go into it for the last 10 minutes. They were, like, teaching themselves. They were enjoying it so much and didn't want to stop. So it was a really powerful engaged moment. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Well, Jason, so thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate what you bring even to our class, and I'm glad you're in our class, and we have a blast having you there, and we're going to keep dancing, we're going to keep grooving, we're going to keep being creative. That?
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for the community you're building. This Saturday morning, I love it, everyone in class loves it, I hugely appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason.